The day that Castro announced that he was a communist was the day that he made this public speech. And his declarations that day were really, really severe. And he did say that he was changing the government. And so there were some very drastic things that happened. They also began to close down schools. And the parents began to really fear about the future for their children. But, you know, children had already been leaving Cuba through these Peter Pan program. And there was two girls that were real close to my sisters who were at a school in Beaverville, Illinois. And they were very happy there, these two girls. So my sisters had this information. My father started looking into it, but he was just really planning to send my two older sisters. It was being discussed in front of me at some point, and I got all excited and said, well, I want to go too. Although my parents had not planned to send me, they thought that they would take the opportunity that I was actually wanting to go. Maybe that was not such a bad idea. So my father called the school and talked the nuns into allowing me to come along with my sisters. It was a high school boarding school. So that would mean that I would live with the high school girls. However, the school had a day school. And so they did say, well, you know, she could go to school with the kids from the town. And so they allowed me to come to that school. I was the only younger person.
So what do you remember specifically about you at the airport and your parents are sending you away for what essentially they won't see you for another almost 4 years?
Once you get there, after a certain point, they separate the family. So whoever's leaving gets put in this big room and there's just a glass barrier between you and your parents. So that was tough because you knew you were leaving and you hoped you would see them soon. But you had no way of knowing.
Do you ever think about what your life would be like had you not left Cuba, had the revolution not happened, had you been able to grow up uninhibited?
You know, there is a longing inside of you for what you had and lost. The interesting thing about the Peter Pan Project and these children that came in the space of one day, because, you know, from Havana to Miami, it's an hour flight. In that space of time, you have left your family, your friends, your country, your language, and in so many ways, your childhood. Yeah, I mean, I'm very thankful that I had this opportunity to come to this country and to live in a country where I could grow up free and study and have a chance to have a career that I wanted to have and marry and have children. I have 5 lovely children. So, you know, I've had a good life and I'm thankful for America.